السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدًا عبدہ ورسولہ. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد ویاک نستعین اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. By the grace of Allah, once again you have had the opportunity to hold and participate in the National Ijtima of Majlis Khudam ul Ahmadiyya, an Ijtima dedicated to young Ahmadi men and boys. Undoubtedly, when a community's youth embrace its values and strive to fulfill its objectives, that community thrives and progresses. Thus, in 1938, when Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani founded Majlis Khudam ul Ahmadiyya, he did so with the aspiration that all Ahmadi youth and boys would excel in the observance of their faith consistently, improve their moral standards, elevate their worship of Allah, and forge an ever stronger connection with Him. In essence, Khudam ul Ahmadiyya was formed as a means for Ahmadi youth collectively to live their lives according to the teachings of Islam. It was formed to cultivate within our youth a spirit of service and sacrifice for their faith. Moreover, Majlis Khudam ul Ahmadiyya was established not only to ensure Ahmadi youth fulfilled their religious objectives, but to ensure that their children and the future generation of Ahmadis remained committed to their faith. Furthermore, it was established so that Ahmadi youth could ignite a spiritual and moral transformation in the world by guiding other people towards Allah the Almighty and inspiring them to inculcate the highest moral values. So let it be clear that Hazrat Muslim Aud Ritalan Ho did not establish Majlis Khudam ul Ahmadiyya merely as a platform for Ahmadi youth to gather together. Rather, he set forth noble objectives for Khudam, and so leave no stone unturned in your efforts to achieve them. Remember, Majlis Khudam al-Ahmadiyya bears no resemblance to worldly groups who are fixated on their personal gain and protecting their narrow self-interests and rights. On the contrary, where we must strive to strengthen our relationship with Allah the Almighty and to fulfill the rights of His creation, we must also, through love and rationality, invite others towards God and fulfilling their rights of His creation. Only then shall we be acting upon the blessed words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one should like for others what he likes for himself. So as Khadim and Tifal, never estimate the significance of your mission, your goals and ambitions. And ambitions are vast and profound. And so embrace them with pride and determination. In this age, we are not only witnessing a rapid decline in the worship of God and growing apathy towards religion, but also a chilling indifference to the suffering of God's creation. Where help is extended to those in need, it is often driven by ulterior motives and a desire to fulfill Western interests under the guise of humanity. Help is often conditional, and compassion is a commodity bartered for political and economic gain. As a result, an ever-rising chorus of wise voices are now openly denouncing the major powers and worldly institutions to be guilty of glaring double standards. In contrast to these prevailing trends of materialism, hypocrisy, and selfishness, we as Ahmadi Muslims must rise as beacons of sincerity, unwavering faith, and selfless service to all humanity, free from all forms of discrimination and self-interest. We must endeavor to bring people towards those noble objectives that define our true purpose. Every member of the Jamaat should focus on this goal and be prepared to make every necessary effort and sacrifice for this cause. And you can only be successful if your every act is governed by a desire to attain Allah's prayer. Do not let worldly desires or material objectives cloud your intentions or judgment. Once, whilst addressing Majlis Khudam al-Ahmadiyya, Hazrat Muslim Aoud radhiyallahu anhu urged Jamaat members to strive, regardless of their age or status, towards attaining such exceptional levels of virtue, righteousness, devotion to God, truthfulness, and justice that non-Ahmadis and non-Muslims testified to the exemplary character of Ahmadis. Further, he taught that Ahmadis should not be satisfied even if they personally develop good morals and righteousness. should not be satisfied even if they personally developed good morals and righteousness. Instead, they must strive to inspire and cultivate such virtues in others. Hence, if we as Ahmadis are to progress and fulfill the objectives for which we have taken the bath of the Promised Messiah, al-Islam, we must, irrespective of our age, try to bring about a profound change within ourselves. We must commit to living our lives free from immorality, injustice, and deception. Otherwise, our claim of bringing forth a spiritual revolution in the world shall be reduced to hollow and superficial words. In terms of our self-reformation, we must start from our homes by fulfilling the rights of our parents, wives, children, brothers, sisters, and relatives. We must fulfill the rights of our friends, teachers, and colleagues, whether they be our superior or juniors. Above all, every Ahmadi should strive to free themselves from all things that displease God Almighty. For example, a major sin that Allah the Almighty has forbidden is to think ill of others. There is a great wisdom in this teaching. As the consequences thinking ill others can be far-reaching. Indeed, harboring grudges or casting aspersions on others is a sure way to fuel division and disorder within homes, social circles, the wider society, and between nations. Thus, I remind the younger Khudam or older Athfal who are still navigating their pathway in life to avoid needlessly forming negative opinions about others. Instead, maintain a positive outlook and think good of people. Unless clear and compelling evidence emerges to the contrary. Further, always remember that chief amongst all evils is falsehood. Falsehood is a poison that seeps into the hearts, in the heart of mankind, and tears apart bonds of trust and unity in society. In today's world, falsehood has become so common that often a person cannot differentiate between what is true and what is false. Regrettably, due to the harmful effect of society, even some Ahmadi youth and children have become involved in falsehood. Perhaps they believe the deception to be just a joke, but Allah has deemed any joke that includes falsehood to be wrong and sinful. At a social level, an ever-increasing problem is the spread of falsehood on social media. Indeed, it is no exaggeration to say that we live in an age of rampant misinformation. People share or forward messages either deliberately or ignorantly, irrespective of whether what is stated or depicted is true. The consequences of such deception lie far beyond the comprehension of many young people. Lies and false propaganda are being spread across towns, cities, and nations in the blink of an eye, igniting tensions and conflict between communities. Social media platforms, which proudly claim to bring people together, are actually driving them further apart. For example, a few weeks ago, riots broke out in various cities of the UK after posts on social media alleged that the perpetrator of the heinous killing of innocent children in Southport was a Muslim immigrant. This was a complete fabrication, yet it spread like wildfire and social media and resulted on social media and resulted in immigrants, especially Muslims, being maliciously targeted. When challenged about the spread of misinformation, those involved invariably refuse to take any accountability for their actions. So in this age of falsehood, it is up to the youth to be the guardians of truth. Every khadam should always pause and reflect before commenting or sharing any message. Before pressing the send button, carefully determine if what you are sharing is accurate and beneficial for others. Do not forward a message or comment on a post if there is even a hint of deception or if you are unsure of its truth. No matter what, an Ahmadi should never take refuge in falsehood. Aside from social media, people often lie to save themselves from the anger or judgment of their parents, teachers, or work superiors. Similarly, when a husband and wife are estranged for the sake of getting a decision made in their favor or to gain the sympathy of others, one or both parties often resort to falsehood. Such people do not realize that lying is a sin of immense magnitude. Indeed, if a person believes in God, he cannot only shudder at the very thought of the consequences of falsehood, given that Allah the Almighty has deemed it to be the equivalent to shirk, that is, associating partners with him. Furthermore, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has stated that restoring to falsehood is the mark of hypocrite. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that when a hypocrite speaks, he lies. When he makes a deal, he violates its terms. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when involved in a dispute, bereft of reason and logic, a hypocrite resort to cursing and abusing the other party. No Ahmadi man, woman, or child should ever tolerate that thought of being classed amongst the idolaters or hypocrites. As I have said, there should not even be a hint of deception in our words or deeds. Rather, others should testify that Ahmadi youth speak truth, live truth, and embody truth at all times. People should have complete confidence that if they deal with an Ahmadi, they will fulfill the terms of their agreement with integrity, even if it leads to a loss. Further, if you ever find yourself in dispute or argument, never lower your moral standards by abusing or cursing the other person. Rather, use logic and evidence to support and convey your point. Hold fast to the truth, even if it may cause you short-term loss. Always remember that plotting or scheming can never lead to anything good or prove a means of benefit to us. One day we must all depart this world, and so we must spend whatever time we have engaged in those acts that are pleasing to Allah the Almighty and abide by the perfect teachings of His, teaching He has bestowed to us through the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Similarly, Ahmadi parents must refrain from all forms of falsehood within their homes, even what they might consider a harmless joke. As parents, you must nurture the seeds of truthfulness in your children. Otherwise, you cannot expect your children to speak truthfully and to understand its value. Similarly, always keep your promises to your children. Do not make a promise if you are unsure if you can fulfill it. In his writings and various discourses, the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has also repeatedly condemned falsehood in the strongest possible terms. On one occasion, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam states, "In reality, until a person abandons falsehood, he cannot become pure. Worthless worldly people believe that they cannot survive without lies. However, this is a reprehensible belief." Here, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam condemns and utterly rejects the belief that a person must engage in falsehood to succeed. The Prophet ﷺ further said, "If one cannot survive with truth, then falsehood certainly cannot sustain a person either." It is deeply regretful that these wretched people do not give God the value He deserves. He says, "They do not know that without the grace and mercy of God Almighty, a person cannot survive." The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continued, "Yet they consider the filth of falsehood to be their God and the means of resolving their difficulties. This is precisely why God Almighty has tied falsehood to idol worship in the Holy Quran. Know for certain that we cannot take even a single step, rather not even a single breath, without the grace of God." The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam states that every single breath we take is due only to the grace of God Almighty, and that a person's scheming, plotting, or lying can never lead to success. By departing from the truth, all we achieve is to depart from the protection and mercy of God Almighty. Conversely, if we eliminated falsehood from society, the many conflicts, disputes, and grievances that threaten the world's peace, prosperity, and prosperity would find no oxygen to burn. If truth and justice are prized above all else, the fear of facing the consequences of their actions would deter nations from perpetrating warfare, evil, and just and injustice. At an individual level, people would naturally try to free themselves of their vices out of a fear of exposure and having their reputation tarnished. This is why the Holy Prophet ﷺ instructed one companion that if he genuinely desired to rid himself of his many vices, he should pledge never again to tell a lie. Consequently, if we instill a fidelity to the truth within ourselves, other virtues, and qualities will automatically develop in us and become part of our daily lives. Therefore, I reiterate that all Jamaat members, especially Khuddam and Atfal, should collectively pledge to eradicate all traces of dishonesty from their lives. Indeed, Ahmadi youth and children should, as individuals and collectively, launch a campaign and movement to uphold truthfulness and honesty, reject falsehood and embrace truth. May it be that all people testify to the fact that Ahmadi youth are those who never utter a false word. Now, before concluding, I also wish to remind you of the crucial importance of obedience to Khilafat. If your pledge you have all vowed to abide by and fully obey any maruf decision made by Khalifa Waqt, what is a maruf decision? Simply, it is to convey the commands of Allah the Almighty and His noble messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because the Khalifa Waqt will never give any instruction or statement contrary to the commands of Allah the Almighty or the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Accordingly, you must continually assess if you are living up to your pledge of obedience. Amongst the maruf decision of Khalifa Waqt, instructing Ahmadis to observe Salat at the prescribed times and fulfill the rites of the worship of God Almighty, is of primary importance. Thus, I repeatedly instruct Ahmadis to focus on offering namaz with concentration and humility at the appointed times. Regrettably, the attendance at our mosques and Salat centers is not as high as it should be. Even though many Khuddam and Atfal live near a mosque or center and can easily come for namaz, similarly, many do not wake up to offer the Fajr prayer at the correct time. Each Khadim personally and Majlis Khuddamul Ahmadiyya as an organization should pay attention to this. Unquestionably, when you strive to fulfill the rites of Allah, your love for Him will naturally lead you to fulfill the rites of His creation. So, if you are diligent in the worship of Allah the Almighty, you will come to possess and exhibit the highest morals and will never be the cause of disorder or division in society. Instead, you will play a significant and positive role in bringing people together under the banner of peace, love, and mutual respect. Similarly, I wish to draw your attention to the fact that after namaz, a short dars is normally offered in our mosques. And instead of leaving quickly, you should listen carefully to it. This will ensure that the commands of Allah the Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam consistently reach your ear and will deepen your understanding of Islamic teachings and beliefs. Indeed, it is of the utmost importance that you strive to increase your religious knowledge, as only if you possess knowledge of your beliefs can you act upon them. Now, as the ijtima draws to a close and you return to your homes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I have said today. Reflect especially upon the hadith in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught that shunning falsehood was the means of freeing yourself from others' vices and sinful activities. Similarly, pay heed to the blessed words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam advising his followers to remain engaged in a constant spiritual jihad against falsehood. Always remember that a community or nation whose members manifest truth and integrity is destined for great success. Hence, if members of Majlis Khudam al-Ahmadiyya and Athfal al-Ahmadiyya hold fast to truth, there is no doubt that a great and everlasting spiritual victory is destined for us. Undoubtedly, if Ahmadis manifest Islam's true teachings individually and collectively, then no matter what our opponents throw at us, no matter how they seek to destroy or persecute us, their every effort will be futile and denied. They will never be able to cause us any harm, as together we will raise aloft a shield of truth that can never be penetrated, inshallah. Always remember that our purpose extends far beyond mere words. We will not fulfill our objectives just by reciting poems or slogans. Rather, our prosperity lies in ensuring that our deeds perfectly mirror the teachings of Islam. And so, at the end, I pray that may every khadam and tifal leave this ijtima with a fervent and burning desire to elevate their worship, strengthen their morals, and embody truth in every facet of their lives. May Allah the Almighty enable all of us to do so. Ameen. Jazakallah. Now join me in silent prayer. Ameen.